Thursday, January 26th, from the network that brought you The Vampire Diaries and Gossip Girl, comes the CW's wickedly irresistible new series, Riverdale. Welcome to Riverdale, the small town with big secrets. The story begins with the new year at Riverdale High, and the grisly discovery of the body of one of its brightest young stars. As the shock of an entire town sets in, suspicions and questions arise. Who killed Jason Blossom, and why? What did everybody really do over the summer? And with whom? The series is based on characters from the beloved classic Archie Comics. Did you ever read it? Which character are you? Are you a good girl like Betty? Or more of a Veronica? Are you like Golden Boy Archie? Or are you a misunderstood loner like Jughead? Which character are you secretly crushing on? Get ready, because in this twist on the classic, there's a lot more to each character than meets the eye. In Riverdale, nothing and nobody are as they seem. Don't miss the thrilling premiere of the must-see new drama, Riverdale, Thursday, January 26th, only on the CW.
Hey, Nashies, welcome back to the After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. We are talking Season 5, Episode 5, called Love Hurts. We are going to talk about Scarlett coming out of her shell a little bit in their sexy video, Maddie and Clayton's romance, and Raina's got a stalker. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Just love that intro every time. Every time.
So good.
Hey guys, welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. I'm one of your hosts, JJ Juergens, and I'm joined here with these two lovely ladies tonight.
Yay!
Hello everyone, I'm Marissa Serafini. You can follow me on Twitter at SerafiniTV.
Hey everybody, I'm Violet Kanyon, and you can follow me everywhere at Violet Kanyon.
All right, well, we're just going to jump right into this episode. Let's start out talking about Juliet. So we see her.
We didn't see too much of her this time. I guess we saw scenes for next week. Excuse me. And we're going to see more of her next week, so I'm excited about that. But I like seeing a little more improvement on her movement with her legs.
Mm-hmm. And she seemed like she was in a better place this time. Mm-hmm. Just for that short amount of time we saw her, she seemed like she was already 10 times better.
I agree. I want to see more just because we all love her so much. So it was kind of a bummer not to have too much of her in this episode. But
Avery. We didn't get Avery.
Avery.
Darn.
Dang.
Yeah. And we got a lot of them last episode. Yeah. So, I mean.
Yeah. And we'll talk about Maddie more, but there was a cute moment with, I thought, between her and Maddie as well. Got a little girl talk.
Yeah, I was saying that again. We saw that a couple seasons back, or last season maybe.
Yeah.
I like them together. I think it's a really cute, like, older sister kind of thing they've got going on.
Yeah, definitely. I do too.
And that's, like, the one time Juliet can actually give, like, real, honest, genuine advice to someone else. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's really good because I think she needs that.
And she sees a little bit of herself in Maddie too. So she's like, girl, don't make the same mistakes I did.
Yeah, that's what I like too. Yeah. It's like she doesn't sugarcoat it. And I like Maddie asking her the question, well, why did you do it? You know, like if you did it too. But yeah.
And how cute does Hayden look without not being dolled up? You know, she looks so good. I love her hair thrown up and the, you know, sweatpants and baggy clothes. She's adorable.
I thought the same thing tonight, too. It's like the barely any makeup on. It just looks so bright and like it's a great look.
Yeah. Seriously, lucky her.
Yeah. I mean, Hayden's just gorgeous enough for herself. So I think it's. I like the side of Juliet because she just seems more real. Mm-hmm. You know, when you take away the glitz and glamour, she's a real person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I agree. Yeah. All right. She'll be walking soon. All right, well, let's go ahead and talk about another little kind of just short topic that we noticed tonight. We're going to talk about, so do you guys think we're going to see any sort of romance with Will and Zach later down the road?
Oh, my God. When I first saw them, like, when I was like, okay, first of all, what's Will doing there? Do we know what Will was doing there? That was so random.
Yeah. Right? He's like, just a craft service.
Yeah. Like, he's just there for the food. Like, he has no video going on
Crafty's
for himself.
Crafty's amazing.
I don't blame him. That was so random. And him to just walk up to him and Zach to walk up to Will. And I don't know. I was like, is there something that's going to happen here? Because we don't know too much about Zach. Other than that, he's like this big-time, you know, businessman, entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope not. I find it funny, like, how he was just randomly there. And he's like, what are they filming? Like, do you know where you are right now, Will? Come on, man. And then, second of all, we know that Will's going through these issues with Kevin. And I just... hate to think that Zach would maybe be his next guy if it wasn't for Kevin. Like, if he left Kevin and he goes to someone like Zach, I don't like it.
I totally agree with you. I don't know. I missed last week to hear your guys' discussion about that, how that went down. But I can only imagine. I know what it was.
We were not happy.
And I agree with you that I even when I was watching it by myself, I thought the same thing, that, okay, well, if he's going to do this, it better be for some spectacular guy, because Kevin's pretty freaking awesome. So, I'm with you. I don't want it to just, I don't want this to happen.
No. But on the flip side, if it's not romantic at all, what is he trying to do? Steal him and get him onto Reyna's and his record label?
Because I think so, right?
Kind of throwing some shady, like sprinkling a little shady stuff in there.
Zach was just kind of throwing himself at Will professionally, a little
too
aggressive.
Give me your phone and put his number in there.
Here, you have my contact. Call me whenever.
I agree. There's always been some sort of weird vibe about him. I've never quite, because before the end of tonight, I actually thought that he could potentially be the stalker. I was like, I don't know. There's something weird, and now he's getting so close into the business and
knowing Reyna's people. Just getting into her personal circle.
And I thought it was really weird when Will was like, oh, what are they shooting in there or something, or what's going on there? He went, like, he's not part of it. I thought that was really strange.
I think we need to watch him. Did you get a prediction?
She's thinking.
You can't write it down.
Gotta love those moments.
Right? It's like light bulb.
The wheels are turning.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see what happens with him. But I don't know. Okay. Well, let's talk about Scarlett. She had quite the episode.
Okay. Yes.
What do we think about her tonight?
Well, I think we definitely know that she's not like the most overexertive person, especially like she's very timid. And yes, this role is so out of her comfort zone, which is understandable. She was in the right to stick up for herself. And she clearly stated, I'm not comfortable with everything that we're doing. Mm-hmm. And I think she has that right, and she was trying to assert it. My problem is more with the director than with Scarlett. Because we always have the times like, Scarlett's angry at this or that and whatnot. But she was totally in the right for being uncomfortable in stating her opinion.
Completely agree. And I think when I first came out here, I briefly worked for a record label and was at music videos. And I can guarantee you, the artists that I saw, if they said they weren't going to do something, they weren't doing it. It didn't matter who the director was. But anyway, apparently this guy was some big. But I agree that I think once she said she was uncomfortable, he should have been able to switch things around, been like, okay, well, how far are you willing to go, or what are you comfortable with, and try to work something out to make her feel more comfortable.
Right.
I don't know. I agree with some of what you're saying, like how much was she willing to do? But I don't know. I feel like Scarlett was kind of being the brat. It's your first video ever. Like, you really don't have say in anything. You don't have artistic, you can't take direction. You can't be the director because you're not there. You know what I mean?
Not
you're
not
Mariah
enough.
Carey. You're not this, like, you haven't been in it for years. Yeah, you don't know what's coming out. He's a huge director who's probably done, from what Zach was saying and how they know him, like huge movies or whatever. So he knows what he's talking about. And the fact that he went outside to kind of tell her, like, hey, I know I'm pushing you, kind of like be a little real with her rather than do it. Mm-hmm. I feel like he wasn't like a villain. He was like, dude, this is my job. You need to act. You're an actress. When you go on stage, you perform. You're acting. This is a video. It's all about selling the song. Some people watch videos on mute. They don't even listen to the song. They want to watch the artist, be an artist. Yeah. I don't know. I felt like she could have just gone with it.
Yeah, I mean, I completely understand that, too. But I feel like when you're starting a music video, you usually have that sit-down meeting of, this is our vision. Yeah. Let's make sure everything lines up creatively. And you find if the director has the same creative vision as the artist wants in their music video, then you execute mm-hmm. it. And it felt like they were just, this is our director, and we're going to do everything that he wants, not what we want as artists. So I felt that there's just a disconnect there that mm-hmm. normally in music videos, you would have these meetings to make sure everything's going before you even execute.
Mm-hmm. And Raina would have been on board, too, to know right, what was going
yes.
on.
I don't know if it would have been with Scarlett and Gunnar to do a meeting, or it would have just been with Raina and the team, just because they're so new and they're... It's like their first video.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Like I'm trying to think. Like, did they sit with Christina Aguilera and be like, "You're gonna be genie in the bottle"? This is. Do you agree with? Because
yeah.
later mm-hmm. we learned that she hated doing all of that. Like when she, you know,
yeah,
just like throwing that.
But it also seems yeah. like, oh, sorry.
No,
it also seems like Raina didn't even really know what the music
yeah,
video was
true.
About. Like, she wasn't part of the creative process. Like, you're the one who's funding them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
You yeah. should be a part of the creative producing side of it. And she seems like she didn't even have a say either.
Yeah. You made a good point, which kind of I'll take mine back a little bit. The fact that they aren't, like... Beyonce or somebody mm-hmm. that's done who would be able to say no,
I'm not doing this.
Their first one. They yeah. I'm torn too because I didn't think his approach was great, and
right,
I thought he was,
right.
when you're making people feel uncomfortable and bullying, that mm-hmm. that's not a good approach. But I do also agree that we have always seen her being timid and holding herself back. So I do agree that like some of his points, where if you want to get where you want to go, like how far are you willing to, you know, to come out of your shell, and like if you want this career and you mm-hmm. want this, just like we saw her fighting the stage fright a couple seasons ago or last
right.
season. You know, it's like she had to push through
yep.
that. It's like this is another thing she has to push
through,
being
yeah.
comfortable, like taking on these different characters and not feeling like they're mm-hmm. her. It's a character in a video. So.
And he also said to her, if you had like another suggestion,
yeah,
or she was just like, I'm not comfortable. Like, come on, you know the industry you're in. It's not all gonna be, you know, daisies and whatever.
Hugs and puppies.
Yeah.
Well, let us know what you guys think about this topic tonight. Which team are you on? Do you agree with Scarlett, or do you think the director? You agree with the director? We want to, you know, hear what you guys think about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else on that one?
It looked pretty, though.
It did.
Oh,
I can't wait.
No matter what she did do happening, it's going
to
be gorgeous.
Yes. Yeah. When she did it, I was like, hello. Like,
right.
come on now.
And her eyes. I mean, they're so expressive
gorgeous.
And so, like, yeah. So when she has that anger and stuff, it's like so
I
fun
love
to see that
anger.
Fire,
yeah.
you know?
Even Gunnar was rocking some guyliner.
Yeah.
He looked good. I liked it.
I'm like, all right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He looked
you
dapper.
You pulled it off.
Yeah.
Dapper. I'm really excited to see this music video.
I am,
to see,
too.
Like,
yeah.
Knowing, like, the craziness that went behind it, usually sometimes that, yes, something great can come out of such
mm-hmm.
turmoil,
mm-hmm.
and I think it might be something like that.
I was waiting to see a fun moment with her and Gunnar, like, later, like that he was really turned
right?
on by what she was doing, out, you know? But we didn't get
she
that.
Was too busy being angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Pushed too far.
Mm-hmm. And
Go ahead.
But her being pissed that he went out with the director. Scarlett. Like, give this guy a break. Like, you're pissed. Okay, he went out with the female girl, the singer, whatever her name was. Now he's going out with the guy. Like, you want him to be by your side 24/7? Come
right.
on.
I know. We did make those comments. We're like, she can't be happy for
seriously.
More than 10 minutes of an episode.
Yeah,
more than
2 minutes of an episode.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, she was still in her mode when he got home that night, but at least she wasn't, like, pissed
yeah,
at him.
Yeah,
you know,
true,
I thought
true.
She was maybe going to be then throwing
I'm
a fit that she
went
out.
I'm never doing it.
Right,
yeah.
right.
It was the next day she was pissed. She's like, did you have fun on your mandate?
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, even that is, like, kind of like a jealousy
like,
comment.
Jealous.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
It's not a pretty
yeah.
color on her.
No.
No, she has some issues. She,
mm-hmm.
needs, she maybe does need to go to more of that therapy that she
yeah,
was
right.
talking
yeah.
about.
It was kind of working.
She has a lot of self-insecurities,
yes.
which is, I mean, we all know that. She's still working through it, so I'll give her that.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on. Let's move on to talk a little bit about Maddie and Clayton this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Clayton. He's so
okay.
good.
Like, okay, his voice is freaking
amazing,
amazing.
Right?
Amazing.
Awesome.
I can listen to him sing, like, throughout the entire episode. That needs to happen. He needs, like, I need his album immediately. The whole, like, them kept kissing and he kept coming back. First one, she's too young. Second one, she's white. Third one, he's bipolar. Like, pick a reason you don't want her to stick to it. Yep. And also, if he's 24 that we saw in the scene for next week, and she's 17, I'm sorry, but that's a huge difference. He's not 19 and she's 17. He just became legal and is kind of weird. No, he's 24 years old.
How old did you think he was?
I thought he was like 19, 20.
Yeah, I thought 20.
And I was like, okay, like, it is illegal.
Yeah.
But it's like, in a year, she's going to be, year, 2 years, whatever, she's going to be legal. So, but 24?
Yeah. 7-year difference is a great
age. It's huge. At that age. Especially that year. Yeah. Like, come on. And then when he's like, oh, I'm black, you're white. Okay, did you forget that she's 17? Like, now that you're saying this. And then you brought up the bipolar, which so many shows are using this like storyline. I don't know if you
bipolar,
guys have noticed.
Or just like a mental
bipolar.
Oh, interesting.
That's how I was like, oh, he's bipolar. Like the minute he said Mucho, I'm like, he's bipolar, which is definitely a serious issue, but like a lot of stories are using it, and I don't know where this is gonna go. I don't know. I don't like the storyline. I'm not crazy about it.
I agree with you. At first, when I saw it, when he held up the pills, and then I thought, we're going to go to drugs again.
Yeah.
Like, why does it always, everything have to, like, go that way? Like, again, I thought, I would have liked to see her just be happy for a second.
Just for one episode.
Yeah.
Well, we saw drug pill problems in, like, season one.
Right.
So why do drug abuse again?
I thought he was going to say, I can't take the pills because I get addicted or something. I thought he was going to go that route. Then he's like, it, like, fogs. Which I actually
believe that.
Yeah,
yeah, that totally
too.
I believe that.
I'm a creative person who has serious ADD. I don't take medicine for it because it deprives me of my creativity. Mm-hmm. So, like, and I know so many other people who are like that, too. Because it does chemically imbalance you, messes with your thought process. So I completely understand why he doesn't want to do it.
Well, and being creative, too, in writing, a lot of it is you need those highs and lows. Like,
I'm sure
the bipolar extremes, but just normal people. Like, you write from the sadness and you write from the happiness. So if he's just on a medicine that makes him feel one note the whole time, then... No pun intended.
Right.
But he's not going to be able to come up with those things.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it does. Medicine just drains people of their own regular personalities as well.
Yeah.
Relapse? Question mark? Could it be a relapse? Mm. I don't know.
A relapse in what sense?
I don't know. Just maybe he did use the medicine and he abused it and relapsed.
Oh.
Who knows?
Interesting. Hmm. That could be. That's an interesting way that the story can go.
I'm not happy with it.
Sad that the guy's beating him up too.
Yeah.
Like, just sad storylines today with that.
It is, and I think it's one of the big. I mean, we've seen Maddie go through a lot of things lately, especially last season. But now she's dealing with actual adult problems.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of enjoy it.
I will say that too, and I did like the way she handled it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I liked that she, stood her ground and said, "No, you're scared." And I really liked her approach. I liked that. Like that, she went away from it until he showed up the doorstep.
Right.
That was great
in his suit.
Yeah,
that was
cute.
Really cute. That was adorable. But what do you like? Once they find out he's 24, like, what do you think is gonna happen? They're gonna be like, "Cool, have fun, you guys." But if he really did have an issue with her being so young, I don't even know if that's an issue for him or if it was just the whole time it was the bipolar issue. Like, he flirted with her. He took her out to Joe's. I don't know if that was a bar or something. You know, he's taking her to this, like, private place. And we're just friends? Come on.
Yeah, I agree. I buy that it is an issue for him, that he's worried just because if he could go to jail. So I do think that
true.
Is a legitimate,
statutory rape.
Yeah.
Kind of a serious issue.
That's a big issue. That's a big adult issue. I think Raina and Deacon will be very cordial and professional they usually are, but I think they're going to have that sit-down conversation with, like, do you know what you're getting yourself into?
Yeah.
Maddie, you should think about this relationship if you really want to go be serious.
You know, I don't like that they're, like, on pins and needles with her. She's still a minor. She's still their daughter. Like, what do you mean I'm going out with a boy? Bye! Have fun! Like,
I agree with you on that one.
What the heck?
Yeah.
What, she's gonna run away again? Come on.
Well, I mean, I get from, like, I'm not a parent, so I'll just preface that. But I didn't understand, like, okay, well, sure, they're not going to push any more.
At least
to
where
get
are
more
you going?
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, give us
when
a number.
Will you
to
be back? Yes, how on. Can we reach you? Who's this boy you're talking about? Right. How'd you meet them?
Right.
X, Y, and Z, like a parent should be asking.
Yeah. And
they just, like, allowed her to go.
Just like, okay, we're not going to say anything and make her mad.
Yeah.
Because we're cool like that.
Yeah, and then she's going to go and get, like, end up in a ditch somewhere, and then I'm like, crap, we should have asked her who she was going out with. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I agree. She's still living under their roof.
Yeah,
I mean, those
still
rules.
A minor.
You're still, yeah, if she's a big girl, then she doesn't need to be living under their
exactly.
roof. If she still is, then they need to know a little bit more about what
yeah.
she's doing.
At least where
yeah.
are you going?
And when she was at the hospital, they didn't know where she was.
Yeah,
or what,
like anything could have come
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Yep, nope. They just brushed it off like, okay, mm-hmm. sure. Mm-hmm. No. Out of character. That was
very out of character.
Very uncharacteristic of both of them.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I can see why Deacon, I'm like, oh my God, I forgot his name. Deacon will be kind of like hesitant, but Rena, come on. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I just want to hear these two sing a duet together.
Right?
So, yeah.
That would
we need
be
to work
amazing.
We need to work this out.
Ooh, please.
Use the storyline like they're just working together and you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. I did like the tie-in with Clayton's song Before You and then her new song that she was working on. It had like the words before. I was like, I see where
and
you got
love,
your inspiration.
Yeah. Yep.
But I love
so
it.
So pretty. Her voice got so much better.
Gorgeous.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She sounds great. Yeah.
She did. Yeah.
Yeah, they both killed it. They're singing tonight.
Guitar even sounded great. Just that small little bit amount. I love the moment with Maddie and Daphne.
This was just going to say
that. First sisterly moment that actually felt like real sisterly moments.
Yeah.
Without being mean to each other, they're just true sisters.
Yeah,
and just
they're
like Q, and when she said, tell her I'm not coming, Daphne was like, okay, like she sees her sister's upset, like, okay,
mm-hmm.
cool.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I really like that. That was sweet.
A boy is calling
me. Yeah,
that's
so cute.
You
want
your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what a little sister would do.
It's cute.
All right, well, when you are done watching Nashville tonight, are you ready for your new TV obsession? Okay, so tonight on the CW, the network that gave you The Vampire Diaries and Gossip Girl is bringing you the awesomely dark and addictive new series, Riverdale. Based on Archie comics, Riverdale puts a super edgy, twisted spin on the classic characters you know. Did you ever read Archie? So which character are you? Are you a good girl like Betty or more of a Veronica? Are you like golden boy Archie or are you a misunderstood loner like Jughead? Which character are you secretly crushing on? Riverdale looks like the perfect, safe, wholesome small town, but it's got huge secrets. It all starts off with a new year at Riverdale High and the mysterious murder of one of its most popular kids. Everyone becomes a suspect, and that's when the sordid details about what everyone really did over the summer, and with whom, begin to surface. You won't believe what the people in this town are hiding. Do not miss the jaw-dropping series premiere of the must-see new show, Riverdale, tonight, only on the CW. Just tune in.
That was fantastic.
All right.
Sounds riveting.
I know. I've seen the promos. It does look really good.
Yeah, the trailers look gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm
excited. Tune in.
Fun. All right. Okay, now let's start talking about Raina and her scary little stalker action.
Whoa.
Yes, and it was great that we got the reveal, but it was kind of anticlimactic, I felt. That's it?
Yeah.
He just walks away, they push him out the door, and nothing else comes out of this?
Yeah.
All these 5 moments of stalkerism just leads to yelling, get out of here.
Call the police.
That's it.
I totally agree with you. I thought, okay, since it wasn't Randall, which I liked because I didn't want it to be him because that was being too obvious, you know?
Yeah.
Poor Randall, though, in this episode.
What a loser.
He's out of a job. I felt for him.
Oh, yeah, me too. I kind of didn't want it to go, even though that was...
He was such a weirdo.
Yeah, like, so then I thought, okay, now they're going to keep building this. So I thought maybe we wouldn't see it for a couple more episodes. And then I wanted it to be a really dangerous, like, situation, you know?
Oh, my God. And last week we were talking about how, like, we were throwing people out and, like, what if it's about Maddie? And, like, you know, I wanted it something big and crazy because this really got me excited, like, about this episode. And I totally thought they were going to take it to the next episode. I really wish they did. I wish for once that they dragged it out a little longer and it was a bigger reveal. And I mean, yeah. we did see this guy a couple episodes back wanting to take a picture with Raina.
Yeah.
But also, we never see that with other people. I guess that should have been a clue. But she is a big celebrity, like, especially in yeah. country music. You would think she's always getting, hey, take a picture with me. And I don't yeah. know. I wish, I really, really wish it was about Maddie. Ugh.
Yeah. You know, like she needs more going on in right? her life. It was that one moment, I think it was, I want to say it was last week's episode, where Raina was kind of hesitant. She's like, okay, just real quick, you know, when he asked for the photo. I think it was
had
like
to
that
have
moment.
Been a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
because, maybe.
Uh-huh. Because we would have put it together.
That.
Yeah.
Faster, but, yeah. Because we kind of yeah. forgot about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like one of those moments where yeah. you saw him. It was like, ah, oh, we, again, under our noses this whole time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think it was such a big buildup to have really it be over within 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So do you
yeah.
think they're going to show us any more? Or is this gone?
I think it's over.
Really? Yeah. I hope we know, like, what, why. Like, I guess it's not a big deal now.
Yeah. I don't think the mental psychosis of why she's being stuck is really the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the fact that this is scary. Something is happening to her.
I know. It's not that I want to see Raina in danger, but for storyline purposes,
yes.
I would have rather been, it, like, got to that scary movie
right?
part where, like, he was yeah. lurking in her house or something, or, yes. like, she opened a door and he was being, like, something
oh,
like that
yeah.
that would have made
me, like...
She
was, like, walking and, like, talking to Deke and be like, oh, my God, I think somebody's following
yeah.
me or mm-hmm. something.
Yeah.
Some thriller aspects.
Yeah.
Could have taken this, like
yeah.
couple episodes at least.
Because they haven't yeah. really done that. So
yeah.
that would have been, like, really fun.
Suspenseful.
As a,
yeah. yeah mm-hmm. Something where the audience is like, oh, my God, is it that person? Because
mm-hmm.
we were doing that last week, and I had a yeah. blast doing that. And some of our viewers were tweeting us saying, like, oh, my, one person, I'm so sorry, I forgot who it was, but they said, oh, my God, what if it's Bucky? I was like, oh, my God.
It can't be Bucky.
But that would have
been
really,
terrible.
That, I think it would have been freaking awesome.
Really?
Sorry, Bucky.
Bucky had a
we
dark
love
side.
Bucky so much.
I know. I know. No. Okay.
That's like if it would have been Glenn.
<It's not. gasps> Can you imagine? Total twist.
Like, you always had the better career than
right?
Juliet. Oh, that's terrible.
The toupee goes off and he's like, man.
Can you imagine?
That would have been really funny. Really funny.
Oh man.
Goodness.
Oh, well. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think you're right. I think it kind of has to be over because she said call the cops
mm-hmm.
and...
We know who he is.
I hope
yeah.
it's not, like, going to be a trial, and I hope we don't...
We have his idea.
Enough
yeah.
trials last season.
Mm-mm. Was he the same guy that was talking to Clayton on the street as well, and he was taunting him when Clayton was like, oh, no, when Clayton got jumped by the two, unfortunately, Caucasian men... It looked
I
like
don't think it was the same.
It
think
looked
so.
Like that one guy was the same guy as the stalker. I couldn't
really?
Tell. I think maybe they had the same physical build.
I think
build.
The stalker,
one of the two boys.
Yeah, one of those two boys.
Was
I don't
the
think
they were different.
So.
They were
yeah,
because yeah.
I think the stalker was a little bit older.
Yeah,
okay.
And I think he was a little broader.
Yeah,
too,
like a bigger guy.
Mm-hmm. I think that. Oh, I think I just associated the physical
guy.
Yeah.
Physicality, maybe the same.
Yeah,
interesting. Okay,
one
right,
of us
guys.
Should have been in the writer's room.
Oh, dang it. All right, yeah. anything else from tonight, guys?
I have two predictions.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Do we have news and gossip?
I don't know. I really enjoyed it. But like, I think one of the best lines, like, screwed up men are sexy.
Yeah, until they're not.
That was brilliant.
She had, like, three lines in the episode, and it was pure gold.
Yep.
It's true, because we've all fallen for it,
right.
you know?
Yeah, it's like, girls can't help
and
but
you're trying
try
to, save
to
them.
Help
yeah.
broken men.
He's so good inside. No, he's not.
Yes. Yeah, he's doing this because of the... Yeah.
No, yeah.
She nailed it mm-hmm. with what she said.
Yeah, you're trying to fix something, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Too yep, true. It's too true.
Then?
Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and do some predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
All right, Violet, you've been waiting.
I
saw you.
Okay, I have two predictions.
Two? You got one for
actually,
me, then good.
No, actually, I have one. I guess the other one I wrote pretty much the same thing. Okay, so I think Zach, the whole thing with Will, is that he's trying to either get Will on Raina's label, because he's still with Luke, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And kind of start turmoil between Luke and Raina again, but I'm starting to think not really, because I don't think Luke is going to come back for too many mm-hmm. episodes. Or he's trying to play both labels and take over both labels and like kind of make it one and kind of be a monopoly on country music.
Interesting.
Good one.
Interesting.
Dun, dun, dun.
He's definitely got.
He's good.
He's got something.
Thinking, yeah.
He's not a millionaire for no reason.
No. Yeah.
He's done some shady things. Yep. So
he has the money to take over, and that's what's scary. I kind of slightly pigging back off it. I think Will's still being with Luke. I think that's the storyline that will bring Luke back into the show, and I think Will eventually leave Luke to go back to Raina. Mm. And I think Zach is actually kind of helping a little bit. It may not seem like he's helping, but actually might get Will to Raina to just build up Raina, because he's a bigger fan of Raina, not of.
Or so he said.
Yeah, not of Luke, or at least we've seen.
Yeah, that's true.
Perhaps. Right, we shall see. I don't think I have one tonight.
Other than this music video is going to be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What do you guys think the tears Scarlett was showing are because she's so like, wow, this actually is amazing, or she's like, oh my God, what did I do?
I said that I think she's going to actually like it. I think she's going to think that it was a good look for her.
Yeah. I think she's going to be obviously shocked and surprised. She's going to like it too, but she's going to hate the fact that she likes it.
She's not going to like that.
Yeah, she's not going to like herself the fact that she actually likes it.
I like that. I was going to say that, oh my God, she's shocked and upset with herself, but I like what Marissa said. And I think, oh my God, I lost my train of thought. Oh, well, yeah, I think she's going to be like, oh, my God, like, it took that for me to come out of my shell. And she's going to realize some things about her, herself.
Mm-hmm. Agree. All right, well, I think that wraps us up for tonight, guys. Where can everybody follow you guys at?
You can follow, you can follow me everywhere at Violet Kanyan.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Serafini TV.
And you can follow me at JJ Jurgens. Well, thanks, guys. We'll see you again next week to talk some more Nashville.
Yay!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.